Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Michael Israel. He is the head of field service evangelism at Zuper, a premier provider of field service management software. And Mr. Israel, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, it's my pleasure, believe me, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, it certainly is more than a pleasure to have you with us, and looking forward to not only learning a few things, but to get to know you better. So if you would, for starters, give us a little background on yourself and your experience and what led you to Zuper.
Sure. I have worked in field service in one capacity or another for 50 years, believe it or not. I started working for IBM in what was then the field engineering division when I was 19 years old. I started as a parts room clerk and a night dispatcher. And since then, I've spent about 20 years in field service operations, managing field service forces, tech support centers, parts rooms, dispatch centers, et cetera. And I've spent the last 30 years, the majority of it, associated with field service software companies. That is, companies like Zuper, who create software for managing field service activities. And I've also been a field service analyst at a couple of the major analyst firms. So that's a brief summary of my background. My entire working life is field service.
And speaking of which, and I think you would know just a thing or two about field service with that experience you just shared. And for those that aren't so familiar, what actually is field service?
Well, it's really interesting. Field service is actually quite ubiquitous. So anytime you see a van driving down the road, odds are there's somebody in field service driving that van to go do a repair of a water heater, a heating, ventilating, and air conditioning system, a medical device. Just a broad spectrum of industries have field service activities and field service technicians and field service engineers. So you can think of it this way. Everything in your house, your refrigerator, your heating, ventilating, and air conditioning system, your lighting system, everything in your house was installed by and is maintained by a field service person. Even the people that come and mow your lawn, the landscapers that take care of your grounds, are field service people. And there's field service people across all spectrums of industries. So all the way from landscaping and pool maintenance, as I mentioned, all the way up to installing and maintaining robotic arms in surgical facilities and everything in between. Office complexes, point of sale systems, and grocery stores and convenience stores and retail outlets. Anytime you think of something that needs to be installed by someone and needs to be repaired or periodically maintained, that is done by field service people. So that's what I mean when I say field service is ubiquitous. It surrounds you, but you really never think about it. Make sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense and well explained, and we really do appreciate it. That is a big help. Now, tell us also, how does your company Zuper serve that market, field service?
Well, Zuper creates software that helps companies that have field service organizations manage the field service activities. And the software that we create keeps track of customers, keeps track of all the equipment that is installed at customers, keeps track of whether or not that equipment is covered by a warranty or an extended warranty or a maintenance contract, keeps track of all the incidents where a customer will call and say, I need a repair on my point of sale system, for example. And when a field service engineer is dispatched to do that repair, the software helps route that technician so that he or she is driving in the most expeditious and expedient and cost-friendly manner to the appointments that they have. So they're not driving from one end of the city to the other and then back again to the north end of the city and then back again to the south. We keep track of all the costs that are associated with delivering that service. So the cost of the labor, the cost of the travel, the cost of the materials that are used, the parts that are used. And we keep track of all the revenue that is associated with delivering that service. And that revenue includes what we refer to as time and material service. In other words, I'm billing you, the customer, for my actual time and for the actual products or parts that I use to do your repair. And we keep track of all the revenue that's associated with service contracts or extended service contracts. And then we're able to report to executive management exactly what the costs are, exactly what the revenues are, and therefore what the profit, or God forbid, the loss is. And profit is very, very important today to field service organizations. It used to be many years ago that service was considered kind of a necessary cost, but now it's recognized as being a significant profit center for corporations. And the Zuper software helps keep track of all the activities involved in delivering field service and also the costs and revenues associated with that delivery.
Thanks for that thorough response, and that is much appreciated. And again, we really appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Michael Israel, the head of field service evangelism at Zuper, a premier provider of field service management software here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how does effective and thorough field service help customers?
Well, I mean, some of the answers are perfectly obvious. If you have a point of sale system down, for example, in a convenience store, and you can't ring up sales for customers that are trying to buy things from coffee to gasoline to candy or beer or whatever, then you have to revert to some manual processes and it becomes very, very inefficient. So keeping equipment up and running in all industries is extremely important. I mean, if my landscaper is late by a day to mow my lawn, that's no big deal. But if the field service engineer is late by a day to repair a robotic arm in a surgical center, that is a big deal. So it's very important that the equipment that customers have be kept running, be kept in tip-top shape. And in order to do that, organizations need to do periodic, what's typically referred to as preventive maintenance, to make sure that the equipment remains in peak performance mode. So if you think of a manufacturing plant, again, as an example, and there are CNC controlled like lathe machines that are cutting metal, for example, those machines are generating revenue for every minute, literally, that they run. And if that machine is down and cannot produce goods, and if it's down, especially for an extended period of time, like not just several hours, but perhaps several days, that's costing the owner of that piece of equipment a significant amount of revenue. And so that's lost revenue that they can never regain. Once it's gone, it's gone. And so keeping equipment in top performance and getting equipment repaired as quickly as possible, and I might add, as effectively as possible, is very, very important. And when I say as effectively as possible, I mean making sure that it's done right the first time so that the field service engineer doesn't have to go back again to correct something that was not done correctly in the first place.
And yet another question for you. How and why is it important to businesses that provide customer and field service?
Sure. Well, we've talked about a few things so far. Obviously, the profit for field service has become very important. When I first started many, many years ago, service was considered, as I mentioned earlier, just somewhat of a necessary evil. Oh, I sold the equipment, and now, gee, I have to take care of it too. But over the past couple of decades, companies have begun to realize that service can indeed be very, very profitable. And I've worked, as I mentioned earlier, for a couple of analyst firms, and the research that we've done in the past shows that it's very common for field service to contribute at least 25% of revenue to a company. Oftentimes more than that, 25 to 40% is a reasonable and reported range of revenue contribution. And there are companies out there like Field Nation, for example, that does nothing but field service. And obviously 100% of their revenues come from service. So it's very, very important from a revenue standpoint. And moreover, the research that I had been a part of in the past has shown that service contributes not only a significant amount of revenue, but also as a major contributor to the profit. So we've seen results in the research that I've done in the past that show that field service contributes up to 60% of the profit in many, many industrial organizations. So from a revenue and a profit standpoint, field service is very, very important, obviously. But there's another factor, and that's equally important, I think, and that is field service builds customer loyalty. if you have customers that have purchased equipment from you or leased equipment from you, and they're not happy with the service that you are able to provide to keep that equipment running as perfectly as possible, then they're going to look around for alternatives. And one of the evaluations that they're going to consider when they look at alternatives is, what kind of service does that company that I might buy products from provide? So products in many instances are becoming commodities. You know, like a point of sale system is a point of sale system is a point of sale system. And certainly there are some differences and some features that various vendors have that others don't. But service is a constant requirement for all customers. And if the service is poor, no matter how good the equipment is, if you're not happy with the service that you're receiving and the equipment is not running as you expect it would run, then you're going to look around for alternatives, and you're going to look for someone that can provide very, very good service for you. So field service not only contributes financially, but it contributes significantly to building customer satisfaction and, more important, customer loyalty, stickiness. The willingness of the customer to stick with you, continue to buy equipment, buy add-on equipment, and continue to buy maintenance contracts, which are very profitable for organizations generally. So field service is extremely important in building customer loyalty and ensuring that your customers will stay with you in the long run. It's a brand differentiator. So you can have poor service, which will be recognized in the community, and that's not a very healthy brand differentiator. Or you can have excellent service that will differentiate you from your competitors, and that is a worthwhile and desirable goal to strive for and to achieve.
Now, every industry has challenges, particular businesses and such. What are some of the main challenges field service organizations face today?
Yeah, I think one of the main challenges that field service organizations have today is staffing. It's very difficult in many organizations to find qualified, skilled people to fill the vacancies that are being created and have been created now for a number of years by the aging field service population. You know, the baby boomers have retired and continue to retire, and they've worked in the business for a long time, like me. And during that period of time, they've accumulated an enormous amount of knowledge and skills. So one of the challenges, the big challenges that many organizations have, is finding talent and capable people to replace those vacancies that have occurred and continue to occur as the elderly population in their field service ranks continues to retire. So I would say that's one very, very significant challenge that most organizations face in one capacity or another. Another challenge that's been brought on by COVID, of course, was the supply chain challenge that affects the availability of parts, and that's been spread across a lot of industries. Thankfully, that's beginning to subside somewhat, but it was quite difficult for a few years. And then also controlling costs are extremely challenging always. Talented field service people are not inexpensive. They demand a pretty high salary. It's a very good career. And the costs of parts and other materials to perform service, do repairs, do preventive maintenance, et cetera, is high as well. So controlling costs is a constant challenge for organizations, as is coming up with new ways to generate revenues, generating new contract offerings that provide customers with things like guaranteed uptimes and things like that to enhance the overall revenue generation capability. So I would say the main challenges are staffing, controlling costs, and making sure that you have service contracts and time and material pricing in place that is going to be profitable and generate reasonable revenue and reasonable profit.
That is some good stuff. Great information there, and thanks for that. Now, also tell us, you've written and talked a lot about completed service work. Explain what that is as well.
Yeah, completed service work in a nutshell means when you're done with your work. So if I'm a field service technician and I get dispatched to go work on a heating, ventilating, and air conditioning system in somebody's house or at a business, When I'm done with my repair, I'm really not done yet. Completed service work means anticipating the next question, anticipating the next need, anticipating what the customer might want to know, or how you might educate them to use their equipment a little more effectively. So as a field service technician, for example, I might say to the give the customer some advice on how to adjust my temperature settings throughout the day and throughout the seasons in order to minimize my bill. If I'm a technician that's working on a lathe machine in a manufacturing plant, as I mentioned earlier, and I'm done doing a repair or doing a preventive maintenance, I might give the operator a little safety education that could perhaps prevent a catastrophic accident down the road. Or I might recommend to that operator that there's an upgrade available that perhaps would increase the speed and the accuracy of the lathe, you know, by a certain percent. So completed service work means basically anticipating what the customer might like to know or what their next question might be, and proactively answering that and taking action without waiting for the customer to ask.
Again, Mr. Israel, we really do appreciate your time and joining us here today on behalf of Zuper and what you offer in this space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we do wrap things up today?
Well, let me just revert back to completed staff work, completed service work, excuse me. If you can instill in your organization and in your employees the concept, the philosophy, the culture of completed service work, your organization will excel over others that do not.
Thank you for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. I'm sure there's someone out there that can certainly take that, take action ASAP, and see some results right there. Thank you for that. If listeners wanted to tap into Zuper, where is the best place to do so?
Sure. Best place is at our website. It's zuper.co. And I just want to emphasize this .co, not .com. Zuper.co.
And of course, listeners, as always, we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Israel, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Israel, the head of field service evangelism at Zuper, a premier provider of field service management software. And for all the details, visit zuper.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.